Sonique, and it feels so good. Cheshire Salt 106.9. It's Thursday morning. It is our legal hour, of course. Christine's with us from Thornycroft. Another question for you, Christine. I'm looking at putting my property on the market for sale. What should I do to prepare for a buyer being found?
Okay. So, if you put your property on the market for sale with an estate agent, first of all, they'll advise you in relation to obtaining an EPC, because you always need an EPC when you're selling a property. So you should always spend some time getting your paperwork together. So your guarantees in relation to, say, your windows, your fence certificate, if you've had your PVC windows installed. So anything like that, get it all together into one place so that you know where they are for when a buyer's found, because what will happen is your buyer's solicitors will raise some inquiries in relation to the property, and it could be that you've got the paperwork there. So if you've already prepared it all, then it will be quicker and easier and a smoother process for you and your buyer. What I would suggest is that you try and instruct a solicitor as soon as you can when you put your property on the market, because then they can send to you the relevant forms that you need to complete for when a buyer is found. So there's two forms in particular, a property information form and a fixtures, fittings and contents form. It may be that you don't know what you're leaving at the property until you find a buyer, but the property information form, that has all things in relation to the boundaries, whether you do have fence certificate and any guarantees. So if you fill that in before a buyer's found, then you're prepared, and it makes the process a lot quicker and a lot easier when one is found.
So it's again, getting all your eggs in one basket, isn't it, at the beginning, getting organised. Yeah,
it's making sure that you're organised. And if you let the solicitor have that paperwork back before a buyer's found, then as soon as the estate agent lets the solicitor know about the buyer's solicitor details, they can get the contract paperwork out to them from day one instead of waiting a couple of weeks for you to fill those forms in and get them back to them.
Okay. Another question. I'm purchasing a property and have been told that in addition to a local drainage and environmental searches, we'll also need a coal search. We did not think the property was within a coal mining area. Why is one needed?
It might be that from years ago, it was in a coal mining area. So there are plans drawn up by the coal authority as to which areas would need coal searches carried out. And, you know, it's very important for you to do this, because I've had instances in the past where there have been mine shafts that have been shown on the coal search report, which have been in the back garden. So it's extremely important to make sure that you have all the necessary searches carried out. So if your solicitor's advising you that you do need these searches, it is imperative that you do have them. And if you're getting a mortgage, then your lender would require them to be carried out if it was in that area in any event. Also, an environmental search, you know, they're very informative as to what's in the area. So they have things like what the internet speed is, near that particular property, how far away the railway station is, how long it takes you to travel to certain towns, etc. So it doesn't just have like ground stability, and it has, you know, some really good information in for clients, which is useful when they move into the property.
Fantastic. More questions on the way after this.